If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack.
Jobsinkent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 17th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello again. That was quite cheesy, but quite good.
Cool. That little record, that little bit of cheesy tunage is for our next guest, who we shall speak to shortly. We're going to do some more tweets and emails. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Western Hanger Castle. There's loads and loads of things happening at Western Hanger Castle. Coming up on Friday the 3rd of June is Motown Magic. And then on Friday the 1st of July, there's the KDC Annual Fundraising Ball. KDC is a Kent discount card. And then on Friday the 15th of July, there's Queen Bee, which is possibly the best Queen tribute act in the world. And then there's the wedding reception on Saturday the 16th of July. So loads of events happening. I also happen to know, and the reason I happen to know is because I arrived at this studio very early this morning to interview her, is Beverly Knight is on at Western Hanger Castle in the next couple of weeks as
Beverly
well. And we've got an interview to play with Beverly, who was absolutely gorgeous and lovely this morning. And we interviewed her this morning, and we're going to be playing that interview out not on this show, but on other shows, so that you can hear it. But you can actually go along and see Beverly. And she's in concert at Western Hanger Castle with Lamar. So do check all of that out. You can find out by following Western Hanger Castle on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is actually SP Wedding Events. Or you can go to Western Hanger Castle website and check out everything that is happening at that wonderful, gorgeous venue. And it is a lovely, gorgeous venue. We've also had a tweet from Red Sails in Faversham. And they say, we're listening in live. Here's a code, DAGAL13. And for free wine flight, I don't know what that means. Free wine flight, DAGAL13 code. And then they've given me a shortened link to look
at
it.
Are they a balloon company by any chance?
I don't know. I thought they were a hotel because, surprisingly, their Twitter handle is Faversham Hotel. But they could be. But that was just a guess. So I suggest the easiest thing to do is to follow them, Red Sails Faversham, and their Twitter handle is Faversham Hotel, and then find that link and click on it, which I can't because it takes me off in all kinds of directions and I can't get back.
And then tweet us back and tell us what
it is. Yay! Why should we do all the work around here, AJ? Have you got something to read? Oh, I've got the Crescent Victoria. The Crescent Victoria Hotel in Margate. A shout out, please, for the Crescent Victoria Hotel. It's a boutique hotel in Margate. I have to say, I went to their sister hotel for the first time, the Crescent Victoria, last week. I can't remember what day it was, Friday, I think. And I had lunch there. Wow, what a fabulous place. It was really brilliant. I sat outside, and it was a gorgeous day last Friday. I don't know if you remember. And the view was just out over Whitstable Bay.
Yeah,
it was absolutely fabulous.
I saw the Facebook post.
Oh, did you see the post?
I saw Penny was there as well.
I was there with Penny.
Nobody invited me, did they?
Yeah, sorry. No, it was just me and Penn. Yeah.
I was going to reply and say that.
I would have invited you, but we were talking about you.
So I'm seeing Penny on Thursday, and I'm having to make her lunch. So how does that work then? You get to go to a posh restaurant, and I'm invited to my house for my own cooking, which may not be quite so good.
I know. I've experienced your cooking. You're a good cook.
Okay.
But what a lovely place. Yeah, I just thought I'd mention
it. I thought those photos were lovely. And so, as you say, it was a nice day, wasn't it?
It was really nice indeed.
Yeah. Shall I read this email?
Yeah.
So Tunbridge Wells estate agent Deborah Richards appointed as an Eleanor ambassador. Tunbridge Wells based estate agent Deborah Richards of Madison's Residential has been appointed as an ambassador for Eleanor, the charity that provides hospice care for children in their own homes in southwest Kent. Are they the ones that we had interviewed ages ago?
Yes, they used to be called Chips.
Yes, that's right. Yes, we had them on. They dialed in, didn't they? I remember.
Yeah.
Because we had a big conversation about how it's actually cheaper to care for people in their home than it is in actual hospice buildings, hospices, isn't it? Which we found quite amazing.
For those that don't know, Eleanor's a charity that deals with young children, end-of-life hospice care, but they do it in their own homes rather, as Joe says, rather than in a hospice.
Yeah. And so Deborah was previously involved with the Parents Association at her children's school, and she said, having stepped back from being chair of that, she wanted to support another charity that she felt passionate about. And as a mother of two very healthy children with a third on the way, it's something that she doesn't take for granted. So Eleanor was a clear winner to be her charity of choice for that reason, and the fact that it's a unique, worthy and inspirational charity.
Fantastic. So, yeah. We've had a tweet, actually, in line with what I was just saying about Beverly Knight from Keep It In Kent. And they say, Vanilla, we're Business Bunker. In fact, we have a few discounted tickets still available for the Beverly Knight concert, which is on the 18th of June. If you want to participate or get a discounted ticket for that concert, there are one or two left. And you can find them by going to the website, which is K-I-I-K, Keep It In Kent. .co, so KIIK.co/BevKnight, and you can get discounted tickets. That concert include the tickets include a 3-course meal, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty good. And just Andrew Knott, who tweeted earlier, has just said, Business Bunker, thank you for the shout out and enjoying the show. So thank you.
We ought to give a shout out to I've just lost the tweet, to Chris Pollard. He said, have a great show. Chris Pollard. He said...
Is he a relative of yours, Simon? He's not.
He said, hashtag tardy, because he's got a Skype. He had a Skype to the US at 1:30, but he said he'd listen later, and he said, promise. So let's see, are you listening now? Tweet us again if you are.
We'll see now. Now the proof is in the pudding now,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
I just found the email about North Kent B2B. It's on the 29th of June at Butmore Park, Maidstone Road, Chatham. And the highlights of the day will include a keynote speaker, and we now know who that is.
We do.
John Surtees, CBE. Yeah. Informative workshops on key business topics, speed networking breakfast, free business advice sessions one-to-one with an experienced advisor, and dozens of businesses demonstrating their products and services. I think there might be a little bit of zooming around the track going on as well.
And Stopwatch Suites, Stopwatch Hospitality, said Surtees is the only man with asterisks either side of the only to be champ on both 2 and 4 wheels, which is what you were saying, wasn't it?
So it was, yes, yeah. Right. I wasn't sure if somebody else had done it, but Simon mentioned it, and thank you to Paul Clark. He's absolutely right. They are absolutely right. He's the only man to be world champion on 2 wheels and Formula One on 4. Mm. Absolutely. Do you know what? We're going to speak to our next guest, in whose tribute our record was played, Who Let the Dogs Out.
It's not wheels at all now.
Yeah, no, we swapped wheels for paws, yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time the absolutely delightful Lucy Clements. And Lucy is from that dog place.
I love that name.
Now, that's the name of her business. So it's not just me being rude.
Brilliant.
You're from where? Not that dog place. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Nice and easy to remember, though.
It is really, yeah. And I can see why you picked it. Lucy, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your place with the dogs, that dog place?
Yeah, well, I work with my business partner is an animal behaviourist.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
We run a daycare and training facility.
Right.
Where basically, Freya Louise, who's our animal behaviourist, she's very, very dedicated to positive training with all dogs, although she works with all animals outside of our business. Obviously, with us, it's just about the dogs.
Okay.
And
I'm just fascinated by this. It might not, you might not know even because it's not your field, but I mean, as a dog or as an animal psychologist, don't animals from different groups, you know, so like horses or donkeys and dogs and cats, do they not have different psychology, or is there certain things that, you know?
I love the way that you came in and said, don't ask me anything about dog psychology or whatever the technical term is, because that's not me, that's my business partner.
Yeah, no.
Your first question.
Oh, no, but but she's sinner in action, she knows. So I just presumably when she's working and you're watching her, presumably there are certain attributes that you can kind of cross.
It's lots of body language.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's things that she can see that I don't even notice. That she'll be like, no, it was really obvious. Yeah. And I have to watch it back. And I'm just like, when? And then she'll point things out. And yeah, I'd imagine very different with different animals.
Yeah, yeah. I, the reason I ask is I just needed some work done on Joe and I just thought it might, you know, we might be able to get there. Basically.
You mean Joe, your dog, presumably.
Yeah. Sort her out, yeah. Fetch.
Well, they have horse whisperers and things like that, don't they?
Exactly. Well, that was my next theme.
Yeah, but she doesn't know about that either.
I know. I'm trying to think of things that Lucy doesn't know about.
Do you know anything about bees?
Bees.
Or lemon trees.
Yeah. Or planting birds. No, anyway, enough of that. All nonsense. Behave, everyone. Let's get back onto track. So, Lucy, tell us about your side of the business. So you work with an animal behaviourist, and what's your angle on this?
I do. Well, basically, I have a background in paperwork.
Right,
So I came on board because obviously Freya spends, well, pretty much 100% of her time outside or involved with
eyeballing animals.
And so sitting at a desk isn't really something she has time for, although she's very capable and she ran quite a lot of her business before I came around.
Right.
But when we met, she said, well, looking for someone to give me a hand with the other side of things. So okay. I've got time.
So you're looking after the business business side of things and growing the business and administering the business and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Where are you based, first of all?
We're in Pennypot Industrial Estate in Hythe.
In Hythe, so yeah. Fairly local to where the studio is.
We are, yes.
Okay. And the dogs that you deal with, are they local? Do they come from far and wide? How does it work?
Between Dover and Lydd.
Right.
So we pretty much accommodate depending on on where people are coming from, because we have a collection service as well for people that aren't around when our opening hours are from half eight till six.
So. What struck me when I was checking out your website in advance of today, because I did do a bit of preparation. Not like
preparation?
Me at all.
Hold on, what's going on here?
I was obviously a bit bored. Was how it's really positioned like childcare. As in, you know, it is about the behaviour, it's about the different types of animals, you know, if you've got puppies or if you've got older dogs or if you've got, like, really over-enthusiastic dogs, and how they're sort of educated and kept busy during the day and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, what a great concept. And as I said to you already, I've already recommended you to the dog owner of the dog, because we borrow a dog. So I said, oh, you must go and check them
out. She's a dog rustler, really.
Yeah, well, all of that was Freya's idea, obviously, as you say, quite similar to nursery.
Yeah.
So we have different house groups and it works amazingly well, because for people like me who don't have a background in animals at all, obviously where I'm on staff, and I'm probably the least experienced animal person, even though I love them.
Do you actually have a dog?
I don't own a dog.
She don't like dogs.
No, but that'd be like busman's holiday. Imagine spending all day with everyone else's dog and then going home and doing more walking.
But actually, you've got the best of both worlds, though, haven't you? Because it's a bit like being a grandparent, isn't it? You can look after the little ones, and then when it's when you're bored, you just give them back.
Why do you think we borrow a dog when you have to take it for a walk once or twice a week?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So, Lucy, give us a run through of the kind of things that you do as a business and the kind of tasks that you undertake and the kind of, what's the main thrust of the business? What's it doing? Is it almost a potty training?
Should I jump in here? People who, like with the nursery, would bring the dogs sort of all week, every week, or like Mondays and Wednesdays every week? Or do you do... And do you do sort of ad hoc stuff too?
We do all. Yeah, okay. we have sort of hourly sessions, half day sessions, full day sessions. We have people that just pop in every now and again, a few times a month, or people that come in every single day.
So that is why she needs you, because it sounds a bit complicated.
It's getting busier and busier. So it's starting to be, but we have got other people that help us. We have ad hoc dog walkers, so when we're particularly busy.
Oh, see, there's a job for me as well.
They come in and obviously can do various hours depending on how much we need them, so that we're always appropriately staffed.
So if I got this right, you got some dogs that just come in and kind of lay on a couch, and your business partner sits next to them and says, tell me about your childhood and all that rest, that kind of stuff. So you have that kind of behavioural stuff.
Oh, somebody's tweeted us a picture of a dog. It says, I'm listening. So, yes, whatever, Camellia genics, whatever you're
talking about. Oh, that's Chris Hyde. Yeah. He's the man with the lemon tree.
So tell them it sounds really lovely there, and your dog, I'm sure, would love to go and spend some time there.
We do have a small dog room as well as two dedicated
they
larger
have a small dog
rooms.
You have a small dog room?
Yes, we do.
What happens in a small dog room?
They lie on couches.
I think it's just because some of our larger dogs are very large, and
right,
so
okay.
Obviously...
You don't want them sat on or
the
anything.
The possibility of, yeah. Well, yeah. Just when they're having fun and playing and running around, yeah.
So let's kind of deconstruct some of this. So presumably the type of services you're offering is almost like a dog sitting service, if you like.
Although it is partly, because Freya is obviously highly educated in what she does, it's based around training.
Right.
And so...
So that's kind of what I was getting at. And presumably you've got two kind of things that happen in there. You've got conventional just training, you know, teaching a dog how to behave.
Teaching a dog new tricks. Is that what you're about to say?
I was coming on to that. Don't see, she's trying to ruin my jokes before I've even got them out as well. That was the second bit.
Simon does that to me all the time and it really annoys me.
I was building up to that, Joe. I was building up to so that, and then you go, and then I was going to, and you teach old dogs new tricks, and no, you've ruined it. Ha. I'm not going to invite her back. She's ruining it. Anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
So basically, you're doing presumably standard type of dog training, teaching a dog to sit and come and walk and walk on a lead and all that kind of stuff.
It totally depends on the customer.
Yeah.
Obviously, because some of the dogs, because Freya doesn't turn any dog away.
Yeah.
So some of the dogs have more anxiety or more issues than just being able to kind of come into a group environment where it's free play, supervised free play. So she'll assess them, see how they're doing beforehand. We have a sensory garden that's really good for anxious dogs that's actually kind of fenced in so they can be separate and meet in a really calm environment outside.
Okay.
And so they can gradually be positioned in either the house group or in the particular dog room,
okay,
and with particular dogs that will make their stay with us as pleasant as possible.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And that's based on obviously Freya's knowledge and being able to read the dogs.
Okay. So at that point, give us a shout for the website so that people can find out more about the dog part of your business, and then we're going to move on to something slightly different. But
lovely. Yeah, we're on www.thatdogplaceltd.com.
Fantastic. Thatdogplaceltd.com.
They're all doing this LTD bit today, aren't they?
Yeah. They're just showing off. Which means they're a limited company, which leads me nicely into the next bit of what we're going to talk about here, because what I want to kind of move on to here is your history as a business and how you've kind of got involved with this lot from Rift.
Yes.
And we'll kind of explore it from there. So give us a bit of background to the business when you came in as kind of, you know, head honcho for administration and supporting and running the business. What did you find and how have you moved forward from that in terms of you know, developing the business?
Well, although I've worked for myself for 7 or 8 years and always done my own tax returns and all the basics, and I know how to physically manage an office and run a business. Obviously, I had to Google quite a lot to discover how to set up and start a limited company, which is what we decided to do.
Yep.
And then I got to the end of the tax year and realised there was a few things that I still needed a little bit of knowledge on that I wasn't aware of.
Right, okay.
And so I had a very nice person at Shetway District Council give me a really highly recommended company. And so I got in touch and they've been helping me since.
Fantastic. So let's... let's talk to Nettie now, Annette Bunn, from They.
They.
They weren't available, so you're here instead.
Yeah. They couldn't get anybody useful, so Nettie came along.
So
then,
I
you
came
know,
along
yeah,
to
yeah.
see what I could do.
Oh, you don't want to put that in that column. Well, no. Annette is from the lovely folks at Rift Accounting. And it's interesting because Rift are quite a large organisation.
Yeah.
And quite often smaller, and we're now being rude, micro businesses and smaller businesses and, you know, those that are just sitting out on their path don't always think about accountants. And if they do, they don't always think about an accountancy like yours that is a reasonably sized company. But you handle a lot of businesses of the same size and smaller to some extent, and even self-employed people.
Yeah. And I think it's really important. It's about what that client needs. I mean, Lucy and Frere have done a great job setting that business up. They've got it, you know, to the first year. Their bookkeeping and their record keeping is really good.
Right.
But it's like everything. You surround yourself with the right people in the end, and their focus needs to be on running that business on a day-to-day basis and growing it.
Absolutely.
Where we come in is we can look at how you can do things differently, how we can help you find some, not wrong cuts, but some shortcuts within what you need to do, how you keep your records. You're now using this scary thing called cloud accounting.
Right.
And all this type of thing that helps you to run a business, understand a business, get behind your figures. To some people, it can feel quite onerous, but actually when you start doing it and understanding what you've got going on so much better, you find yourself in a different position. Simple as that.
I have to agree with you, sadly. I don't like agreeing with
Nettie.
We never
thought that would happen.
No, I don't like agreeing with Nettie. I should make the case that in fact Rift are our accountants as well.
We'll take anyone.
Yeah, they really don't care. But you're absolutely right, and I'm one of those people that when I started out in business, you know, numbers, figures, all that, didn't want to know. You know, I'm not interested in any of that. I want to do what I do. Yeah, not I don't want to add up columns and figures and all the rest of it. But I quickly learned in business that without a good feel for your basic numbers, you really are in trouble as a business, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And then working with some people like Rift makes it so much easier. And you made reference to cloud accounting, which has also moved the game on a little bit. Nowadays, I'm quite a wonk at reading my management accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And every month I have a P&L and a balance sheet, and I religiously look at those. And to understand how not me that is, you'll never know. It is not the kind of thing that I grew up wanting to do.
Nope.
But I now religiously do it because I know that information gives me everything I need to know about where my business is going and how to manage it for the next month and where we are. And I can quickly spot problems coming along, issues and opportunities by being on top of those numbers.
Yeah. And you start to track the trends. You start to see all the other things that matter. And also, you know, Lucy and Fran might decide to, I don't know, franchise this business in years to come or do something different. And not just them, there could be all sorts of people that want to do different things with it. They'll inevitably need to borrow money, put together a plan, need to do this, that and the other. There's none of this waiting for 2 or 3 months for your accountant to come up with some paperwork that's already historic.
Yep.
If your cloud accounting is up to date, those figures can be pulled out.
Yeah.
But like anything, it's as good as the information you put into it.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
No more, no less.
Yep. So you need to work with someone good.
You do.
And one of the things about Rift is that you've kind of broken the mould a little bit in terms of accounting in the way that you provide accounting services because most accountants do work for you and then send you a bill at the end, at the end of the year, and that's not how you work, is it?
No. We're one of the biggest problems with small
businesses.
They don't
send a bill at all, no.
No.
Bargain.
One of the biggest problems, particularly in those first 3 years, is all about cash flow and knowing what you're spending. So by having packages which are transparent to clients and, you know, paying for your services on a monthly basis by direct debit, we're also a business. So it helps us to know the trends and what's going on and what income we've got coming in. But also it means that all of those businesses will know what they're paying out each month for their accountancy. They'll know if they need one-off work done. You know, they find themselves getting behind, they've got a big pile of bookkeeping that needs doing or something like that. Then we can come up with arrangements, information, different ways of doing it. But there may be the occasional one-off bill to get someone up straight, that type of thing, particularly when they switch accountants. And we have a lot of people switching accountants to us. And they're all very welcome, as are any more that would like to do so. But it is that whole thing about understanding it, looking at your cash flow. Because once you've got all those figures starting to go into that cloud package, very easy to work out what your corporation tax bill might be, what your VAT bills are going to be. It answers all those questions for you, and it stops all these surprises at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Helping you budget for it as well. So important to stop that failure rate in the first 3 to 5 years, because people put their life, soul and, you know, all their money into it and it's all gone.
Absolutely. And I'm not schmoozing Rift. I am telling you, though, as an entrepreneur and as a businessman and as an angel investor, that if you don't manage or work with someone that can help you manage that, you really are on a hiding to nothing. Really aren't going to surprise, especially in this day and age, because the blooming politicians change the rules every 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
They add things all the time. They change things. They make decisions based on stupidity and make us jump through hoops to do stuff. And if you don't keep up with that, you can get into some big trouble and difficulty.
And I think one of the key things as well is there are some, you know, in any industry, there's always people who don't like what you tell them. Mm. And that's life. I'm afraid tax is tax. It's one of these, isn't it? Death and taxes are the two things you can be assured of in life. But when I see somebody with a regular history of maybe changing accountants, a high turnover of staff, anything like that, the alarm bells start to ring with me, because it means generally they're not listening to the advice.
Absolutely.
You know, we surround ourselves with good people, whether that's your accountant, your solicitor, your bank, your staff, whatever. If you've got a high turnover, or you're switching every year, or you haven't got people working for you regularly, you've got to start at number one where you're looking.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. Nettie, we could talk about this for ages.
Oh, we probably will.
Yeah, sorry we've run out of time. Lovely to meet you, Lucy. That dog place. Once again, that dogplaceltd.com or riftaccounting.co.uk are the two websites. Both of them are linked on the Kent British Radio website, so you can find out more about both organisations should you want your dog trained. And if you want your dog trained in VAT returns,
that would be novel.
Yeah, it would be novel and probably doable somewhere down the line. Or maybe I've got that wrong. Accounting services are Rift. Dog services are that dog place. Lucy and Nettie, thank you so much for joining us.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
That's an absolute pleasure to meet you both. We're fast running out of time. I've got a bazillion tweets. I've got even more emails. I've got stuff coming in on my telling bone. I just need to read you this. It's the Corpus Christi Hall, which is in Earl Street in Maidstone, and they have a bridal fair on June the 12th. That's a bridal fair at the Corpus Christi Hall on June the 12th. It's a lovely building, that, as well.
We now also know what a tasting flight is.
Oh, do we?
Yes, thanks to Camellia Genix again. It's a term used by wine tasters describing a selection of wines between 3 and 8 glasses for sampling and comparison.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Chris. Oh, thank you, Chris.
I'm learning so much today.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for that, Chris. So that did make sense. It was just me. I'm teetotal, so there's no reason why I should know that, I guess. But anyway, you didn't know either.
I didn't know it either. No, exactly. Yes.
My phone's going mad, the Twitter's going mad, the emails are going mad. We've got a news roundup to do. Blimey, it's all going off here. I've had a chap called Daniel Huckfield, and surprisingly, his Twitter handle is Daniel Huckfield, which is handy, really, isn't it, as that's his name. Daniel Huckfield, and he says, Vanilla Web, could you ask your listeners if anyone has an empty shop in West Kent that they would be willing to let me use for a pop-up art exhibition? So if you currently have vacant premises in West Kent, Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge, Sevenoaks, Edenbridge, anywhere, Paddock Wood, presumably, anywhere around there, if you currently have premises that are available and you would be willing to let Daniel have a pop-up art exhibition, do get in touch with Daniel. You can follow him on the Twitter. It's Daniel Huckfield. That's HUCKFIELD, all one word, Daniel Huckfield on the Twitter. Or if you can't get hold of Daniel, email me, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and I will put you in touch. If you've got some premises for an art exhibition in West Kent, we would love to hear about it, please. Cool. Joe.
Can I tell you about my thing?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, so I've changed.
When you say your thing?
Yes, my thing.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were going to mention that thing. I don't want to mention that.
No, a different thing. The other thing. I'll do it quickly. So I've been away for a little bit, as you know, and I didn't come here for a while either, because I was doing other things. But now I'm back doing networking in Kent and a new business, which is Power to Live More, which is all around helping home-based business owners to improve their productivity, organisation, well-being, energy and resilience.
Fantastic.
So that they can live more, which is do more of the stuff they want to do.
So kind of work-life balance stuff.
Yeah, although I hate that phrase.
I know you do. That's why I said it.
Work-life integration is probably a bit better, I think. When you work from home, you have to balance.
Work-life integration.
Well, I read listened to a really good podcast where he talked about the gears on a car, and it was about how you change gear. So you're never balancing in the gears. It's all about different things take different priority at different times, depending on what's important. And I thought, oh, I like that. Lots going on. I've got a new podcast and website and everything else. But I'm running an Inbox Zero workshop on the 16th of June.
Wow.
I'm just checking I got the date right.
I'll email it to you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
10 till 4 in Hythe. And it's all about Inbox Zero, which is not really actually Inbox Zero. It's not about getting to know
you just
emails
press delete
in your inbox. Yeah,
without reading it.
Exactly. So that's Inbox Zero is a misunderstood phrase. It doesn't mean not having any emails in your inbox. It actually means not spending time in your inbox all the time, i.e. not managing your tasks through your inbox.
Do you mean answering my emails in less than 6 weeks? That kind of thing.
Well,
and then worrying about it for 5 weeks because I haven't answered it and thinking I must do that.
Is that the kind of thing? Yeah, it does have that sort of knock-on effect. So,
that could be useful.
So it will be about clearing your inbox, doing it there and then, very practical, and about working out a process so that you don't get loads of emails building up over the following times. So it's not just about doing it once on the day, because as you say, you could just delete them all. It's giving you some skills and knowledge to improve your efficiency and effectiveness with your emails moving forward. So if you've got email overwhelm, you can go to powertolivemore.com/inbox and find out a bit more, or just email me, joe@powertolivemore.com.
Cool. Lovely. Fantastic. Thank you, Joe, and good luck with that. I'm sure it'll be brilliant, and I need some help there, so I shall probably come over and participate in some of those as well.
I think that might be really hard.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm banned?
No, I can help anybody. I know that.
And, even me.
Well, no, yeah, exactly. I can't help my husband. He has thousands and thousands of emails in his.
Me
inbox,
and you,
but
Simon.
We'll
Simon, Joe's husband, Simon. Simon and I will gate crash it.
And I said to little Dodsy the other day something about, I'll send you an email. She went, Mummy, you know I hate my email. I've got 140 emails in there, and I never read them. And I thought, yes, that's right. So she might be coming on it too.
Good.
Ah, so shall I read you another one of these, or did you want to tweet, or what would you like next?
I'm going to read a tweet, and then you can do the next email, and then we've almost run out of time.
Cool.
I've had a tweet from Discovery EC, that's the event centre at Discovery Park, and their Twitter handle is Discovery_EC, and they say, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, it's time to dust off your boots. These will be football boots for the hashtag Kent Euros five-a-side charity match. Now, they've given me a shortened link, which I'm going to try and get up and see if I can find out what it is, but shortened links don't work. Okay, here we go. It's discoveryeventcentre.com/news article Kent Euros. And the Kent Euros are kicking off at the Discovery Event Centre this summer. Football players from vets to beginners, that's veterans, not people that deal with animals. Although there might be some vets, but anyway, they might be old vets. They might be... Yeah, anyway, football players from vets to beginners can get into the sporting spirit ahead of the UEFA Euro 2016 this June with a charity fundraising five-a-side match for businesses. And it's called the Kent Euros, and it's hosted by Discovery Event Centre at Discovery Park in Sandwich. And it's supported by Margate Football Club. And the tournament is based on a mini version of UEFA Euro and will take place on June the 11th, which is the first day that England play in Euros against Russia. So there are 24 teams are available, and it costs £25 per player. And each player also gets a hog roast and a drink after the tournament. I'm glad it's after the tournament, not before.
A whole hog roast.
Yeah, well,
each.
I'd pay their fees if they have the hog roast before they play.
Yes.
And then I can win, can't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, you can find out all about it. There's loads more about it on there by going to discoveryeventcentre.com/news and finding out all about the Euros that are taking place, the Euro five-a-side tournament at Discovery Park on June the 11th.
So, Paul, why is Butterflies 2019 asking what colour shirt you've got on today?
Ah, that would be because Amanda, for that is who she is, the lovely Amanda Flanders, was on a show with a style guru called Well Styled, a lovely lady called Siobhan. And I let slip the fact that I own 65 blue shirts. And they were somewhat amazed.
Yes, I think it's white, or is it pale blue or grey?
No,
grey.
My jumper's white? Blue.
Your jumper's pale blue.
Blue. Yeah. Yeah. The shirt's white. Yeah. It's not really gone away from the norm.
Yeah. No. And they were somewhat disparaging of the fact that I was somewhat boring because I had 65 blue shirts. So I actually accidentally went and bought some more blue shirts at the weekend and a blue jacket. And I posted some pictures of it to show that although they were technically blue, they were rather different from the norm.
Oh. Well, as somebody who wears red most of the time, but not today, I don't think it's a problem wearing the same colour.
No, no,
it's
absolutely.
It's like a brand
thing. There's shades of blue, and there's stripes, and there's squares, and there's polka dots, and there's paisley, and there's tartan, yes. And there's all kinds of things.
Then again, I'm not exactly a style guru, as my daughter tells me all the time, so I'm probably not a good one to listen to.
L.A. Johnson Design, Lees Johnson, L-W-S-E. I think you may have read this one. Lees Johnson, I'm Lees, a graphic designer creating promo materials to draw customers to your business. And their Twitter handle is Lees Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-E. Daniel Huckfield, he of the Pop-Up Art Gallery, has said thank you. And Karen Thomas of Breathing Shore says, don't forget to listen into the Kent Business Radio Business Bunker Show. And we are insurance brokers. So Breathing Shore. The lovely Karen Thomas. Do follow Karen on the Twitter.
So Safewell Green says, thanks for the mention. Just to clarify, it's 5 to 500 celebrating 5 years in business by training 500 children in first aid. I don't remember you reading that out.
Sorry?
Do you? I don't remember you reading anything about that.
About what?
It says, thanks for the mention. This is Safewell Green, Vicky Beatty.
Yeah. That was Vicky Beatty Associates. They've got first aiders. And the...
Was I sleeping in that bit?
Yeah, you were.
So, yeah, it's 5 to 500, celebrating 5 years in business by training 500 children in first aid.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Vicky. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Safewell Green.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Safewell Green or Safewell Green?
Safewell Green.
I did beg your pardon.
It's wrong anyway.
Yeah, Safewell Green. Fruit Bowl Media have said, hi, Paul, can we have a shout out for our ebook to help you implement content marketing into your strategy? And you can find it by going to their website, which is fruitbowlmedia.com. Fruitbowlmedia.com. I've got 300 more tweets. We're not going to get round to them because it's that time in the show when we bring you the FSB News Roundup.
Channel Radio News Update.
Chaps to stay open longer. Chaps, for those that don't know, is the Clearinghouse Automated Payment Systems.
It certainly is.
Yeah. And from the 20th of June 2016, the Bank of England's Real-Time Gross Settlement System, RTGS, which processes Chaps payments, will be staying open for an extra hour and 40 minutes, which means it will close at 6 p.m. 1800 hours instead of 1620. This gives banks and building societies the opportunity to extend their CHAP service to their customers. The new scheme deadline for customer-to-customer payments will be 20 to 6 and at 1800 for bank-to-bank payments. Now, if you think that's a bit wonky and a bit stuff, actually the benefit of that is you get your payment through quicker.
Apart from if you're paying your own bank's credit card, which still seems to take 3 days, if not longer.
But Chaps hasn't changed for so many years. That is a massive step forward for businesses. Massive.
I used to run the Chaps processors at Citibank, and we had those timings, and that was 35 years ago. Yeah, absolutely, and it was 3 o'clock, and we used to get one hell of a kick in if we missed the payment. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, wow. Joe. FSB News.
So new tool shows deficit in skills by area. IPPR and analytics firm Burning Glass Technologies have developed a new tool to tackle the mismatches that exist in many parts of the country between the skills needed by employers and those available in the local workforce. It's the first freely available tool of its kind in the UK and is intended to be used by national and local decision makers, education and training providers and employers to address critical issues. The tool is called Where the Work Is, and you can find more about it online at wherethework.org.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's your chance to meet and discuss any small business issue you have with your local MP, Craig McKinley, who is the MP for Thanet South. And that is a meeting that's been organised by the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway. It's taking place on the 20th of May. If you want to find out about that meeting or indeed any other meeting organised by the FSB, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, on the tabs along the top, one of them says FSB. And if you click on that, you can find information there. Or you can go to the blog section and there's an events listing for the FSB events in the blog section that lists all of their events. So if you want to meet Craig McKinley MP on the 20th of May, do book it through the FSB and go along and say your piece.
So FSB backs MP's call for improved careers advice in schools. Prominent business groups, including the FSB, joined forces with education experts to co-sign a letter with Graham Stewart MP calling for a change to the statutory guidance for schools on careers advice. The letter asks Secretary of State Nicky Morgan MP to amend the statutory guidance so that all schools are required to work to obtain a quality award for careers education, information, advice and guidance that meets an approved standard determined by the Department for Education.
Mm-hmm. Cool. The FSB have got a cider. A cider? What's a cider? They've got a cider tasting. A cider tasting social.
And that was before we'd had the cider.
And that's before the cider. It's strong stuff, that cider. You even...
Can't even say it.
You can't even say it. It's so strong. Yeah. There's a cider tasting social on Wednesday the 18th of May. That'd be manana, won't it? That's tomorrow. From 7pm until 9:30pm. And it's at the old fire station, Castle Street in Tunbridge. So do get along to that.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Cool.
So the new £5 polymer note. The Bank of England will be issuing a new polymer £5 note in September. The design and security features will be unveiled on the 2nd of June. If your business handles cash, it's important that you and those working in your business understand how to recognise and authenticate the notes when they come into circulation in September. Training materials will be made available and will include a video on YouTube, a smartphone app, Flickr images of the new banknote, along with posters and leaflets.
Cool. There you go. Thank you for that. The Kent Creative Arts Award is also taking place tomorrow, manana, and it's sponsored by the FSB, and it's at the Alexandra Centre, 15 Preston Street, Faversham. It's a big awards dinner for people working and participating in the very vibrant Kent creative market space. So do listen out for award winners on next week's show. We will be telling you about that. But a huge thank you to the FSB for sponsoring the very first Kent Creative Arts Awards taking place tomorrow.
I've got an USB report warning of self-employment savings time bomb.
Blimey.
The FSB released a new report this week about self-employment called Going It Alone, Moving On Up, Supporting Self-Employment in the UK. Over 4.6 million of the UK's 5.4 million businesses are self-employed, and FSB is dedicated to supporting them. This report warns of a self-employment savings time bomb, as less than a third of self-employed people are saving into a private pension, with 15% suggesting they do not have retirement savings of any kind. The FSB is urging ministers to work towards a savings solution for the self-employed who are not currently being catered for by automatic enrolment. And I'm going to steal that to bring to the show on Friday.
Okay, brilliant.
Simon and I are talking about retirement planning, aren't we?
You are indeed. Well, there you go. We've even done all your pre-production for you. Can't be bad. Because Joe's on radio shows every day this week.
I'm like a bus station. Now. You haven't seen
me. Yeah, absolutely.
Haven't seen me for ages. I haven't heard me for ages. And now and then I'm all here at once. Every day.
Yeah, absolutely. There's tax changes for farmers, and their profits have come into effect. A change to the way farmers can average their profits for income tax purposes has come into force. Excuse me. On the 6th of April, farmers can choose to average their profits over 2 or 5 years. Before this date, farmers could only average their profits over a 2-year period. Chancellor George Osborne said the change will provide farmers with additional security to plan and invest for the future. And he said that the Treasury estimates that more than 29,000 farmers will save an average of £950 a year each. So that is that. And that brings us to the end of our news update.
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Channel Radio News Update.
Blimey, we haven't got long to go. We're still getting inundated with emails and tweets and all kinds of things. I've got some things to catch up with, some questions we asked of people. One Mr. Chris Pollard tweeted in earlier saying he couldn't listen because he was on a Skype call to the USA.
Yeah, that wasn't strictly true, was it?
It wasn't. He's been rumbled because Paul Clark, the high banana, has said Pollard's not on a Skype call to the USA at all. He's on a walkie-talkie to me.
Do you think it's a real walkie-talkie?
Yeah, no, it's probably one of those kiddies ones, isn't it?
Has he managed to tweet back? So he's not listening at all, is he?
No, exactly.
You're right. He didn't tweet back. You're right.
Yeah, so I've there you go. Him. We've caught you.
Noted.
Yeah. Lisa Settle has tweeted, And she, this was a little while ago, she said, ha ha ha, who let the dogs out? she said, that was Ollie. Ollie's her son. Ollie's favourite back when he was a wee one. Flashback business bunker, she says. So thank you for that, Lisa. and we've also had the Organic Sisters. You've got to be careful saying that. The Organic Sisters, Riverford underscore Kent, Liz and Caroline.
I can't work it out.
Orgasmic okay. Sisters.
Oh, okay.
Organic Sisters.
yeah, I suppose. Depends on how your mind works, I suppose.
Why do I waste my time on this? Yeah.
my joke was much better.
Either I set them up and she doesn't get the jokes, or I set them up and she tells the joke before I tell it. You know, it's useless, isn't it?
I think appraisals.
Yeah. Her staff appraisal, there's going to be some strong words.
Can I tell you Little Doddy's favourite, current favourite joke?
Yeah, go.
So there's two cats.
Is it clean?
Yeah, two cats. It's in the dad's joke book. Two cats are having a swimming race. It's the English cat, 1, 2, 3, and the French cat under trois. Right. Which one won?
English cat.
Why?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, of course, the English cat won because under trois cat sank. Oh.
of course it did. Oh, dear.
It is quite good, that one, isn't it?
Anyway, back to the Organic Sisters, Caroline and Liz. They have royal tender skins, apparently.
Oh.
I'm assuming they're potatoes.
Royal tender skins. It's like you're comparing them to royalty, you know, like...
They have royal tender skins and a delicate sweetness.
Sounds good.
Great seasoned salad and vegetables. So, Caroline and Liz deliver fresh, organic fruit, vegetable and... wine and all kinds of stuff to your place of work or to your home throughout Kent.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. So, Tenterden's toilets.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
I do indeed.
Is it really the toilets tweeting?
Yeah, it is. It really is. The Twitter handle Tenterden Toilets is in fact the toilet cleaners in Tenterden.
Tenterden's Lose is their Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, they say, sure.
yeah. Dialer Brainer said, I'm not on a Skype call, I'm just too busy. He says, I'm not listening to you, Paul, I'm busy.
No, clearly.
And as you said, Vicky Beattie Associates, Safe World Green, have clarified that 5 to 500 is celebrating 5 years in business by training 500 children in first aid. So that's fantastic. I've got an email here about, it's something coming up later in the year, but you'll want to hear about it now because the tickets for this could go pretty quickly. It's a construction expo in the southeast, and there's an expo dinner. You know, you've got the expo, I've got the dinner.
Well, you do that, then I'll do this then.
Exactly. Look, this show's produced, mate. It isn't just thrown together willy-nilly ad hoc, you know. This is sponsored by Wilmot Dixon. And it's the Construction Expo dinner, okay? And you can book your place on this dinner. It doesn't take place until the 6th of October. But the reason I'm telling you now is that they've got a guest speaker, which is one Mr. Giles Brandreth.
Oh.
So the tickets are going to go pretty quickly. So Giles is the former MP, TV presenter and raconteur. Very funny man. That's the one.
Isn't that what he's
Just checking. You got it. The price is £42 plus VAT per person, and there's a table of 10 is £400, and it includes reception drinks and a three-course dinner. And you can book your ticket by emailing bookings@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. But you need to get in now because the tickets are going to go fast, although it's not until the 6th of October.
And also on that date is the Construction Expo.
Well, that's handy.
For real.
Oh, I wonder how they managed to do that.
Exactly. It's such a coincidence. So it attracts global interest and it's at the heart of the region's industry. Attendances are increasing each year. And 2015 saw nearly 3,000 visitors, including those from some of the very largest main contracting and house building firms. So it's on, as Paul says, the Thursday, the 6th of October at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone, 8:30 to 4:30. To book an exhibition stand, you can go to kentconstructionexpo.co.uk/exhibitors-book-online. And if you want to register for free tickets, you can do the same URL, but just make it delegates-book-online. So kentconstructionexpo.co.uk/delegates-book-online.
Fantabuloso. Thank you very much. I've got dozens more emails. I've got loads of things coming in on my phone. I've got piles of emails there. People are still tweeting, but we're running out of time. And I want to tell you what's coming up on this very station later today on Channel Radio. Following this August show, where me and Joe have finished for the day, at 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Beneig with the Kent Creative Live Show, discussing all things to do with art, photography, creative culture in this wonderful county of Kent. And that is a fantastic show. And I happen to know that Natalie's been out and about with her roving mic this week, interviewing people. And she's got some fabulous interviews lined up for the show. That's from 4 till 5. Then at 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, the man with the stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, will be here with his entertainment and music show, where he interviews celebrities and plays you snippets of music and movies all things to do with the entertainment market. So do listen to Clive Avery from 5 to 7. That is followed at 7 o'clock by...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
That's a big fat lie, because George isn't on until 10 o'clock. He's our last show of the night. What's actually on after the Craig Avery show is this. Tune in, dig it up. 18 tracks of unsigned, new and up-and-coming music on the New Potato Show with Mr. Jamie Andrews from 7 till 9. That is followed at 9 o'clock by our comedy programme about a very funny year. Apparently 1967 was hilarious, and I was Lord Kitchener's valet. Explores 1967 from a music and comedic point of view, and then we finish off with the lovely Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show here on channelradio.co.uk. So that's the lineup on Channel Radio for the rest of the day. We're just about at the end of the show. It just leaves me to say a massive thank you to the show partners, the lovely folks at Rift Accounting in the Counting House, and also our new partners, Best Business Events, Supply My Business, and our existing partners, ROP Office Contracts, and the Federation of Small Business. A thank you to all of those folks for supporting us and encouraging us and helping us on our way. In 2 weeks' time, we will be broadcasting this show from our brand new studios in Ashford, and we're really excited. And the first show goes out this Thursday on the Fid Talk Show, so do listen out for that. I'd like to say a massive thank you to today's guest, Mr. Simon Pollard of Simple Life, simplelifelimited.co.uk, the lovely Lucy Clements, who's had to clear off pretty quickly because she had a little one.
She's on the school run.
Yeah, she's on the school run, so she's taken she's taken Joe to school.
Doggy school, that is.
Yeah, bye, Lucy. So Lucy's had to dash off, but we do still have the absolutely lovely and gorgeous Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting still here. Thank you, Nettie.
Welcome.
And, of course, the famous Joe Dodds. What can I say? Great to see you again, Joe. Wishing you much luck with your slight change of emphasis with your business and going in new directions with Power to Live. Do follow Joe on the Twitter.
Power to Live More.
Do follow Joe on the Twitter. Occasionally, I mean, other people, not me, obviously. She might even retweet or interact with you. She doesn't do that to my tweets, obviously, because I annoy her with them. But normal people, she will.
Normal people, yeah.
Yeah. But Joe, thank you so much. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. Brilliant to be back.
And you know.
Can I come again?
You certainly can. And we certainly won't leave it as long as it was last time since we last saw you. Absolute pleasure to see you. And we'd actually like to see little Dodsy back sometime as well, because she's always good for a laugh.
She'd love to come back. She's doing intros on my new podcast, so she's getting right into this broadcasting.
Is she? Yeah. We'll tell her to fix her emails first.
And get a new joke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So thank you to everybody for listening in. Thank you for your tweets, for your emails, for your messages. Do keep them coming. Sorry if we couldn't get round to yours. We will try and read them next week. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds on the Business Punk Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. And we will be back next week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.